This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, behavior with the neighbors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of behaving with the neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. When we say that in the Islamic teachings, there is a lot of emphasis on having a good relation with the neighbors and giving the rights of neighbors and taking care of the neighbors, then obviously there are some behaviors that we should have in relation to our neighbors. And amongst those relations in the teachings is to have a good behavior with them. And we need to do ihsan the way we do ihsan or goodness to our parents. We need to have this good behavior with our neighbors at all time. On the other hand, when we are living at a place, we need to make sure that our neighbors are not disturbed because of us. For example, if our kids are there, if we are having guests, or maybe if we are leaving the house or coming back to the house, it should be in a way so that our neighbors are not getting disturbed. For example, you know, in the West, I know that people are living in the sharing houses as well. Maybe there are the students, so I'm just going to give you an example of the students. For example, students, they rent a room in a house where there are other people that are also living. So we should enter into house in a way so that if our neighbors, maybe they are sleeping, maybe they are having guests, maybe they are doing something and they do not want others to disturb them. So we need to enter the house and exit in a way so that they are not getting disturbed because of us. Maybe not closing the door or shutting the door hardly or strongly so that it makes a noise. So we need to make sure that we are taking care of them and we are not disturbing them in any way or any kind in which it will be an insult towards them. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of behavior with the neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said we should behave in a way so that they're not disturbed because of us. And they feel peaceful when we are there. On the other hand, there are other things to do. For example, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he raised his hands, he used to pray for the neighbors. And the best thing about the neighbors is the best pray for the neighbors is that we need to have first the Muslim neighbors, the one who are same in the religion with us. And on top of that, when he used to pray that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And then he used to say, wa tawallani fi jirani wa mawali al-arifina bihaqqina. O Allah, make our neighbors the one who has our love, the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. وَالْمُنَابِذِينَ لِأَعْدَائِنَا بِأَفْضَلِ وِلَايَتِكَ. And they are the enemies of our enemies. So the love of Ahlul Bayt and having a love or showing the love towards Ahlul Bayt, it is one of the prayers that we can pray for our neighbors that they also are from the lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. And they are also from those who hate the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. Why? Because Ahlul Bayt are the role model. They are here for reaching us in order to take us towards the perfection. So if we have the love of those who takes us towards the perfection and we are having or we want to have this journey of perfection, if we have such neighbors next to us, it will be easy for us to have the same journey and they can also accompany us in the same journey. So therefore, this is very important. And the main point is to pray for your neighbors, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.